5:32, the May 10th meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners, Kituit Fire District, called the session. This is Richard Pisano, Fire Commissioner.
Tom Hadley, Fire Commissioner.
Let's see if I remember the drill. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates recording? Thank you. First order of business is the review and approval of previous meeting minutes. I've gone over my copy, and aside from noting the statements that were mine recorded as male, as my reminder to try to remember to identify myself, they seem in order to me. Any questions? Move that they be approved. You second, Tom?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Chief's report.
Hi, folks. How are you? Good to see the commissioners. This is Fire Chief Christopher Olson, 26 Trudy Lane. Okay, the activity reports on the agenda. We have monthly activities. And the activities, we had 34 rescues in April. We had two motor vehicle crashes, one brush fire, one outside fire, one hazardous condition, three automatic fire alarms, three, engine, mutual aid engine to Mashpee, I believe it was, and in one public assist. So the total of 46 calls that month. For inspection activities, we had 16 fire alarm, 26 Fs, 148 chapter 26 F and a half, the resales of houses. We had 16 of those. We were very busy on that, by the way. We ended up with our inspections last month. We ended up collecting $575 for the inspections. So you can see house sales are definitely up, that's for sure, so it's good. All the realtors were very happy last month. Okay, any questions on monthly activities? Okay. You have in your packet the next order of business is ComStar report. They did the date of the ComStar report is 4/29/2016. The period of that is 4/1/16 to 4/29/16. And the total deposits was $2,025.44, which had deposits already. The net payment applied was $15,385.26.
Chief, does that bring us roughly back up to where the billing mishap?
It does. We should be right now. 15,300, that should be where we're at. Usually from 15,000 to 25,000, we're in between, mm-hmm. depending on how many rescue calls we've had that month. But that fixes all the issues that they had in the past, from belaboring the mass health and stuff like that, yeah.
Right.
The wrong name that they had to reconcile that.
Right.
Okay, the next order of business is our budget. We have the appropriation sheet for you right there. This is 83% of our budget. As I go through the budget, we had a couple of concerns. We have approximately 5 concerns. The first being on the second page, 5130, salary, wages, full-time, injury. As you know, we do not budget anything in that line item, so that is going to be a discrepancy. It's $156,387.43. So that's a minus of that. That is due to our injury, line of duty injury, and filling those shifts. The next line item that is question is 5150, salary, wages, other, and that's $5,478.48. It's a $10,000 line item, and we've spent $15,478.48. So it's over. We are looking at that, and there might be some discrepancies in that in terms of where the line item should go. So we're checking it and reconciling our books with the treasurer's office. Okay, the next line item is 5243, building repairs. This is our septic system. It's costing us, as I had alluded to you folks, we have $14,500. We've had done quite a bit to our building, from the new doors to the new locks, or fixing the old locks that's on the new doors and placing them back on, and fixing the trim work around those doors, as well as the septic system. So we're over that budget by $3,675.48. Each time the septic company comes in, it's quite a bit of money. It's $500-$600. When they come in about three every third month, they come in and do that. It's a system that we really need to repair. So we'll start. They've alluded to us that it's working, but not that well, and it's pretty well clogged. And it's not, the leaching field, they feel, is not leaching like it's supposed to. So that's pretty much clogged up. So,
Chief, last month when we were speaking about this, I asked you about the septic system in the adjoining property.
Yeah, we cannot. We cannot, not until, if we abated it and it's not 56 High Street versus 64 High Street, if it was one parcel, we probably could do something. But since we haven't done that, we cannot. We cannot touch that system. And I don't believe that system is a Title V system either. So that would be a problem. That'd be a huge problem.
Okay.
5245, right down from 5243, is repairs and maintenance to the grounds. In that, we went over $462. Okay. And 5248, maintenance and clothing. Are just shy over that. It's 88% instead of 83%. So that's just a question. It looks like everybody has their protective clothing. It looks good. We just ordered quite a bit just to finish up with the protective clothing, which is their fire gear.
That finishes that?
That does. That finishes all of us.
They all have two sets of uniforms.
I believe one does not. I think it's one person does not have that, and we're going to do that next in a couple of months.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Covered everybody. Okay.
Yes. And so that brings our budget to all budget of all the line items to an average of 74% on an 83% of our budget. Okay. We have a 3-5 and a 10-year plan that we've started. Chris Dolly and myself are going to meet with the lieutenants next month to bring to light a strategic plan that we have established. And I don't have that for you as of right now. I didn't want to bring that because I want to talk to the officers. I want to get some input from the officers on moving forward with that strategic plan. That's going to be part of the 3-5 and 10-year plan. It breaks it down into different sections, from structural to training to professional development to public education and activities in the public as well. So we're breaking it down to see if there's any other areas that we need to look at to help out the district or, make our fire department better than what it is now. So I just would rather like to see their input and find out where they stand with what we have, what Chris and I have, and maybe we can add to it, and then we'll bring it forward to the board next month.
Very good. I'd like to back up and just update us on personnel status.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had that in new business. Yep, I have that in new business, but that's okay. We can back it up if you like. Personnel status, we have right now two firefighters that are out on line of duty. Two are back from line of duty, back to full status, active status. So we had almost all of us back except for so one just had a surgery. So so we have two out still as of right now.
And with both of those, is the expectation that they will be returning?
Just possibly one will be returning. The other, we will need to go down a different road, I believe. So, okay. All positive, though. Very positive. And since we go into new business, if you're okay with that for personnel, I had put that there, and I'm glad you brought up that to let you know what's happening with the fire department.
Helps if you're looking at the right copy of the agenda.
That's all right.
I wouldn't been able to hold my water.
That's okay, because it's good. Thank you, sir. So for new business on personnel, we did have one firefighter not fulfill the obligation. We have let that firefighter go. No, works still for us as a call firefighter, but not as a full-time member. So we do have an opening. So I would ask the board if we could go by the original list that we've had, and that will exhaust our list. We will not have any names on this current list that we have, hiring list that we have, and we can move forward. And this person that I do know is that's on the list is academy trained, has, I believe, 4 to 5 years full time experience, but not around here. And I'd like to actually go forward if the board would take a vote on moving forward on the list, and to be Jerry McPherson is the last person on that list. That we've hired every person on that list except for Jeremy. Jeremy was the last one. So I actually entertain him. Move forward on it.
Go ahead.
A move that we proceed with hiring on the list.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to also, since we're on personnel, and appreciate that, is to reestablish a list. We do not have a hiring list as of right now, since it depends if this person is going to accept a position or not. But I would like to entertain us to open up for another list, paramedic list, at least firefighter paramedic. And we do have the county exam that we use. We have roughly about 7 or 8 paramedics, or even more, on that list. I'd like to, bring it up to at least 10 on the list, or at least interview 10 of the people, and then 8 to 10 of the people, and see where we can come up with a hiring list, so we can have an established hiring list.
Now, is that townwide, countywide?
That's countywide.
Countywide.
Yep. The fire chiefs put this exam on for everybody in Barnstable County. Anybody that wants to take it, actually. I think there's a couple from Florida on the list. There's a couple from different parts of the country on the list. But mostly they're from around here. But if we can at least having a hiring list. I mean, that's what that list was originally established for. That was our exam that we were using to say, okay, this is the entry-level exam that they were taking, and then we were going to have an interview process, and then in our matrix with the test, because we do have test scores for them on each of the on the county exam, we would then put that in the matrix of our interview process, and with the test score in the score they get for an interview on our hiring board, then we come up with an average of a grade, and then that's how we did the last one, and that's how we established our list, our hiring list.
Sounds like a reasonable process.
Just like to move forward with that, and that would be great. All right, thanks. All right, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much. And that is
it. Do we need a formal motion for that?
No, I don't think you do, but I just wanted to bring it up so that you know what we're doing.
Okay.
It's just a good process to move forward. But if you would like, you certainly can make a motion. I mean, it won't hurt us to make a motion on that.
I will move that we proceed to reestablish a hiring list using the countywide exam protocol.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you so much. I'll start that process. Thank you. Okay, our apparatus. So far, all of our... Oh, sorry.
Union contract agreement?
Yes. Union contract agreement. We did have it. Are you looking at the old one? We have apparatus.
Isn't this the one that you just gave me?
Is that the one? I have the union contract last.
Union contract is... Yeah.
Okay.
Too much paperwork.
Apparently, I got too much paperwork. No. You're right, Chief. Please go ahead with apparatus.
All right. It's okay. The apparatus, it's looking good in Florida. I have pictures that I'd like to show you. Excuse me. What I'm handing you right there is the pictures of the truck being built. It's looking really good. We have a little bit of an issue. They had a visor on there that was a lot larger than we thought. We have our articulate light, our lighting plant that's on top, basically. It since it's a raised roof, that had to be moved forward. So our lights had to be moved forward, our emergency lights. And so they said they'd put it on a small visor. Well, this small visor turned out to be about 18 plus inches long, and that's unacceptable. It's the firefighter and the officer can't see up. You know, you'd be looking at this, you know, so when they're looking for pole issues or wire issues, I mean, it could be a problem. So we asked them, no, that's unacceptable. So they're drawing out something smaller, putting the lights in different configurations. And hopefully that will not cost us, you know. But it's looking really good, though. And we're really excited about it. It looks like the date is still, even with this, that Pierce actually went down there. Jeff Fournier, who works for Pierce Minuteman in Foxborough, actually was down there looking at our truck and basically reiterated exactly what I just said. No, that's unacceptable. We need to change this. This is not what we designed, you know. So they are doing that right now. So we're hoping that it's on them, which would be good. If not, they'll let me know. They haven't let me know since, and this has been about 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping that it's been resolved. You know, I haven't heard anything since.
To the best of your knowledge, we're still on schedule?
We are. We actually may be a little earlier. So it looks like I was saying about August. I'm hoping July, August still is the date, but they're moving right along. So we're pretty excited. The truck is looking great. And when it comes, we will make sure you guys are there. So it's going to be exciting.
We get to ring the bell?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The other fire apparatus, the 265, is doing well. We still have a lot of rust we got to take care of, but we're not going to worry about 265s that's being replaced as much as 263, but that's why we're looking for the $50,000 in our appropriations to move forward with fixing the rust on 263. I'm going to try to get more years out of that apparatus, which that's our goal, is to set that up so it will actually last a little longer than we expect it to, which is good. And Minuteman's going to give us a quote on that, as well as a couple other companies, on how much it would cost to fix the rust and the underneath the rust. That's what we're really concerned with. We know the doors are rusted, some of the doors are rusted, but we're really concerned with underneath the vehicle. We already fixed a couple of bands already that went across, so we're just waiting until our new apparatus gets in, then we'll hopefully take that one out if we get the if we're granted the money. And then we can move forward with that.
Did we look at the roll-up doors? Have you talked to them? Are they making room enough for them? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to John Jenkins, retired Chief John Jenkins. He works for Pierce, and we did mention that to him. I think, matter of fact, you'd mentioned that to him when you're. And they're looking at how much the cost is going to be. What's the difference between paint and, scraping down paint, or even just buying brand new doors? What's the cost difference on that? It might be even just cheaper just getting new doors, instead of painting it and scraping.
Whichever.
And the roll-ups as well, like you were saying, the roll-ups, yeah. 267, our brush truck's ready to go. It's brush season starting. Matter of fact, Sandwich has a big brush fire going on right now. So our ambulance is actually there, not our brush truck, our brush unit. But they have a second alarm, as they called it, a second alarm brush. First time I've heard that type of, which is interesting. So they need personnel there and more vehicles. More brush trucks. So 267's ready to go. 269's still working well. 260 is the same, still working really well. We have 266, our marine unit, in the water, Mrs. Fiore's dock, and we appreciate that once again. And we thank the Fiore residents for allowing us to put it in a private dock. I still don't understand why we cannot put our boat on the town dock. That is very interesting. Very interesting. But that's what it is. But we got to thank Mrs. Fiore for doing what she's doing, and I appreciate that. Let's see. What else do we have? My vehicle, thank you very much. It's wonderful. It's working great. We have the first oil change coming up, so it's already 3,000 plus miles on it already. But it's really nice. Let's see. We have our ambulance is excellent. We've had an issue with a ground somewhere on the CMED radio, which is our medical radio that we contact Bounce County Control in the hospitals with. The Sheriff's Department's been wonderful. Their technicians, the radio technicians, came down about three or four different times throughout the 2 or 3 weeks of having an issue, and they have since repaired it, and actually we put a new radio in. There was a ground somewhere, but it burnt out the other radio. So that is fixed. So we're looking good. So there's our apparatus. And we have 268. Our small unit, marine unit, is perfectly fine in-house. Okay, so it leads us to union contract. And in that union contract, with kudos to you folks and the union members, you folks have settled, at least going forward, with a 3-3-3 and retro pay. As you I'm sure already know how interesting that is to figure out those numbers. We did, and I brought it to the working with the Treasury's office, and Michael Daly's been a wonderful asset to have, and I thank him profusely for helping with getting a spreadsheet together, and his spreadsheet and my spreadsheet look two different ways, but the numbers are pretty similar, which is really good. I was pretty excited about that. It's not my expertise is that, but I was very excited that the numbers were pretty much on the money. The FY17 is finished. I'm going to furnish you with that. This is the new FY2017, so when they start July 1st, they're set. So as you see that's the FY17 that actually is our old one, if you recall. But Mr. Daly had something very similar to that, and the numbers were identical, so I was pretty happy about that. It looks like roughly by the settlement, it looks like we're going to move forward, and hopefully with the district voting on this at the annual meeting, hopefully that will go forward. And if it does, then we'll be in good shape. By the middle of June, we should be all paid up and moving forward. And July 1st is the new fiscal year, and we should be all set for July 1st, as long as our budget passes in what we're requesting. So very good to that. And what I'm going to furnish you is with FY 2015 payouts. The 16 payouts are not done yet because we do have 2 months left, and we're just estimating the last 2 months. I went all the way until April, the end of April. That is why you see a blank in FY16 and FY17, because obviously 17 hasn't happened, but 16 has, all the way until April. We do have the numbers, but those are the numbers that we have right now for FY15. We are giving them to those numbers to the union members to make sure that they're okay with them. And we're moving forward. And I think that and thank you to the board for working with the union, and thank you to the union for working with you guys to get this settled. And obviously, and most of all importantly, thank you to the district. And hopefully that will pass, and we can all move forward from here. And that's it for me. If you have any other questions, I am here.
Thank you. It was left for public comment.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Regarding the hiring of the new firefighter, I'm grateful that that decision was made. He's a good asset to this department. It was too bad he wasn't chosen last year when he was the most qualified for the position, so I'm glad to see us move forward. I do have one concern, though, with going forward. What Chief Olson did say would be a proper way of doing a hiring process. But if we're going to use the county exam, we need to make sure that we do a list annually, because the list does expire, and our last two hires were not on the current exam when they were hired.
Just to make a comment on the last person, thank you very much, Mrs. Gardner. I appreciate that and appreciate your comments. That is correct, but they were on the county exam and they were part of that before, so we took the numbers. I have all the county exam and their names and numbers, and that's why we went that road. But thank you.
Amy Cates, there was a recent personnel situation that involved Firefighter Anderson, and I don't recall that there was any discussion about that situation at any of the recent fire commissioner meetings. And so I was wondering, since the fire commissioners, this is from the bylaws, that the commissioners will be responsible for appointed officers, fire police, firefighters, rescue personnel, as may be necessary and consistent with the size of the department and its activities. Such appointments will be made after consultation with the chief. I wanted to know by what authority the chief had to resolve the situation with Firefighter Anderson, since I, like I mentioned previously, that I don't recall any discussion at a recent fire commissioner's meeting regarding that hire and the subsequent resolution of that hire. Thank you.
The contract arrangement under which he was hired was simply followed. There was no need, to my mind, for additional. This is Commissioner Pisano. There was no need for additional consultation. The offer was written. The terms were laid out. The terms weren't fulfilled, and he was let go. If there's anything you want to add, feel free.
No, sir. That's basically what I was going to say. Thank you.
Any other comment? Can we adjourn?
So moved.
All right, thank you.
So moved. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.